Meekness, an adorning of the soul, September 7th. The Lord taketh pleasure in His people, He will beautify the meek with salvation. The most precious fruit of sanctification is the grace of meekness. When this grace presides in the soul, the disposition is molded by its influence. There is a continual waiting upon God and a submission of the will to His. The understanding grasps every divine truth, and the will bows to every divine precept, without doubting or murmuring. True meekness softens and subdues the heart and gives the mind a fitness for the engrafted word. It brings the thoughts into obedience to Jesus Christ. It opens the heart to the word of God, as Lydia's was opened. It places us with Mary, as learners at the feet of Jesus. The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. The language of the meek is never that of boasting. Like the child Samuel, they pray, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Meekness in the school of Christ is one of the marked fruits of the Spirit. It is a grace wrought by the Holy Spirit as a sanctifier, and enables its possessor at all times to control a rash and impetuous temper. When the grace of meekness is cherished by those who are naturally sour or hasty in disposition, they will put forth the most earnest efforts to subdue their unhappy temper. Every day they will gain self-control, until that which is unlovely and unlike Jesus is conquered. They become assimilated to the divine pattern, until they can obey the inspired injunction, "Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Meekness is the inward adorning, which God estimates as of great price. The Apostle speaks of this as more excellent and valuable than gold or pearls or costly array. While the outward adorning beautifies only the mortal body, the ornament of meekness adorns the soul and connects finite man with the infinite God. This is the ornament of God's own choice. He who garnished the heavens with the orbs of light has by the same Spirit promised that He will beautify the meek with salvation. Angels of heaven will register as best adorned those who put on the Lord Jesus and walk with Him in meekness and lowliness of mind. There are high attainments for the Christian. He may ever be rising to higher attainment.